Rush into Old Navy. The entire store's on sale up to 50% off right now. Want to save even more? Redeem your super cash now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, though. Tomorrow's the last day. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today and two-day only deals.
Hello.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today I'll be your host, Stefan Mason, and today's topic is basically relating to Father's Day, a father and son relationship. And Gary Mason, are you here? You on the call? Gary Mason, are you on the call?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Caller, who's this? Please state your name.
Your father. It's Gary Mason.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dad. Before we get into this call, can you please give a brief description of, you know, who you are and what you do?
Are we the only ones on the call right now?
Yes, we're on the call.
We're the only ones on the call.
Excuse me?
Are we the only ones on the call right now?
No, we have an audience.
Wonderful. Well, my name is Gary Mason, also known as Seen Definite. I am, first and foremost, Stefan Mason's father, and I am also a hip-hop soul recording artist, songwriter, and performer, aspiring actor, and model. I'm also married to Stefan's mom with two other children, two little girls. And
okay.
It's a pleasure to be on Block Talk today.
Thank you very much. Before we begin, I'll give a brief description of myself. My name is Stefan Mason. I'm a graduating senior out of high school. I will be attending Johnson & Wales University in the fall semester to pursue a career in culinary arts. I am 18 years old, and I've been masterminding for about 2.5 years. Okay. So my first question to you is, what does it take to raise a man to be successful, you know, going to high school and college?
I'm sorry, Stefan. Would you mind repeating that question? I didn't hear all of it.
What does it take to raise a young man to be successful, go to high school and college?
Good question. It takes, first and foremost, a lot of patience. A lot of patience. As a parent, you the best for your children. You have the highest expectations for them. You desire for them to do well in everything that they do, and of course, the ultimate reward is seeing them accomplish the things that they set out to do. Raising a child to complete his or her education, in this case, of course, his education, being my son, it's quite challenging. It was definitely a quite challenging task. It is a quite challenging task. As you know, you have not graduated college yet. You have not embarked on your career as of yet. So the process is still ongoing. It's still happening, you know. So I guess to turn to the question, it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of encouragement. You know, you need support. No parent is an island, you know. We have to stick together and share information and constantly be evolving as parents. It also takes a lot of, you know, savvy. You know, you cannot relate to your child. You know, you can't get through to your child to have a healthy communication if you can't relate to them on some level. So, for instance, myself, you know, I'm well aware of the modern culture. I know what's going on right now with everything from technology, you know, socially, you know, the latest trend in fashion, et cetera. You know, I'm very plugged into the culture that my children are plugged into without being, you know, drowned in that. I know what's going on. And so I don't know if I answered your question, but I hope I did.
Okay, thank you. Great answer and great explanation. Another question is, what motivates you to work hard each and every day?
What motivates me to work hard each and every day? Well, besides my own personal desire to succeed at the things that I do, you know, I'm a parent doesn't mean that I don't have goals and ambitions and dreams as well. You know, there's still a lot of things that I want to accomplish before I leave this place. And so, you know, but that's a part of the stuff, quote unquote, that drives me. Besides that, of course, having children, you know, for me personally, again, raising children to become successful, healthy, contributing adults to society. You know, this is motivation and motivation enough for any parent to just continue to work hard and make sure they set a good example and create a firm foundation and jump off board, if you will, for their children and their future and their success, et cetera. And so, there are many other aspects to it, you know, all falling under, of course, motivation and inspiration and drive and all of that. But, you know, the two main things, if I had to put my finger on two main aspects, it would definitely be that, my own personal goals and, of course, the benefit and the well-being of my children.
All righty, thank you. Before I get into the next question, I just want to take a short commercial break. For the callers that have just tuned in, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Stefan Mason, and I am interviewing my father, Gary Mason. It's a father and son Blog Talk. It's a pre-Father's Day call. If you want to call in, the number is 661-554-9219, and you can also reach us on the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, with an S. Okay, and back into the session. Another question is, what are your goals when you wake up each morning?
That's another good question, Stefan. My goals, you have some goals. Personally, I have some goals that are static, and I have some goals that are dynamic, meaning I have some goals that stay the same every day. They don't change, and I have some goals that do change, you know, according to, I don't know, how I feel, according to what's going on that particular day, what's, you know, it's many different factors that play into my dynamic goals. But in regard to my static goals, the goals that don't change, waking up every day and just with the drive to be a better person than I was the day before. This is probably, you know, my biggest and most long-coming goal that I have and I've had and I'll continue to have, I'm sure, because I'm, you know, it's I believe that every individual, no matter what gender, race, creed, color, culture you come from, should always strive and aspire to be better. Not so much by being better than anyone, but being better than the person that you were yesterday. You know, every day is a new day to improve. Every day is a new day to learn something new, to contribute something new to yourself, to society, your family, you know, your neighbor. This is a static goal that I wake up with every single morning. So before I even get out of bed, I'm thinking of how I'm going to iron my clothes different than I ironed them yesterday. How am I going to use my time more efficiently this day than I did yesterday? You know, how am I going to? I try to envision different circumstances and situations that may challenge me, you know, in preparation for the unexpected. These type of things, little tips that I've come to adapt to that contribute to or attribute to my static goal of just being a better person than I was the day before.
Okay. Okay, that's great. Another question is, what advice would you give to us teens on pursuing our dreams?
To never give up. No matter how bleak the situation may appear, no matter what your family, your friends, your associates, society, the media, no matter what or who is saying, you know, never give up on your dreams. We all come into this world when we're born. I believe that we come prepackaged with some things. You know, some things you kind of pick up along the way, you know, in the way of habits and the way we and behaviors. But some things it just comes prepackaged in us. For instance, the instinct to survive. You know, you don't have to learn that. As a child, you know, the first thing you do is latch onto your mother's. You're looking for the nipple for milk. You know, for nutrition, for life, for survival. So there are some things that you just come prepackaged with. And that being said, I believe that dreams. Some dreams are, you know, can be some of the things that can come prepackaged. You know, you may not even know it as a child, but you know, destiny. You may be destined to do something in particular, and you know, this could be one of your dreams. And so, just again, to never give up, to just believe in yourself, to know that you have all you need to succeed. All the answers are right there inside of you, you know, and all you have to do is believe. I know it sounds cliche-ish, you know, we hear it a lot, you know, just believe, believe, believe. And we hear it so much, actually, that it even sometimes sounds, you know, corny and kind of diluted, you know. But it's the truth, just to believe, to have faith and know and believe that you have what it takes to succeed. And today might be the day that you get to taste your success. So don't give up. You don't want to be that person who tried 99 times and gave up before 100, not knowing that that 100th attempt was the actual strike that, you know, the strike to light the match to the fire to your success. So never give up. Pursue your dreams. Nurture your dreams. Protect your dreams. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Thank you. What was your motivation and reason for starting your career?
It was a dream of mine. Again, good segue. It was a good dream. It was a dream of mine. My career as a musician, I've always wanted to help people. I've always wanted to do something to make to feel important, to feel like I mattered, you know, in this lifetime. And you know, and I found music as a vehicle, as a means to do that. You know, when I was young, I didn't know that it would turn into a career. It would turn into a lifelong process and a lifelong craft. You know, I didn't know that, but I just knew that I wanted to do something, to do something great. And again, music just gave me the feeling that I was actually mattering. You know, I was important. I had a voice, and I need to be heard. You know, what I have to say matters. It, you know, it's important. And so, to answer your question, Stefan, you know, that's what it was.
All right, thank
that's
you.
What it is.
Before I get into the next question, I just want to have another break, another commercial. This is Stefan Mason and my father, Gary Mason, and we're hosting Log Talk. It's a father and son call today. For all the comers that are just coming on, I mean, for all the callers that are coming on, rather, you can if you have any comments or questions, you can press 1, and we will acknowledge you. And you can also reach us. You can also visit the website blogtalkradio.com/masterminders with an S. And okay, my last question for you is, well, what was your greatest achievement, or what is your greatest achievement as of right now?
Again, another great question, and I'm kind of sad in that it's the last question. But to answer your question, Stefan, my greatest achievement up to this point is having children. You know, I think that, and more and more so, having a son, the oldest of my children, who is actually progressing in life and making forward movement and advancements in his educational and personal, you know, social life. I think as parents, sometimes we take it for granted that children are actually gifts, and that, you know, there are people who can't have children, you know, and so it's not how would you say? Basically, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, having a child is a gift. It's a gift from God, and having the opportunity to actually water that seed, that child, and educate that child, and nurture that child, and raise that child, and, you know, take care of that child, and give that child what he or she needs to grow strong and healthy. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. I think this is one of the reasons why we celebrate Mother's and Father's Day, you know, at least one time a year. Honestly, I think it should be celebrated every day. I think children should celebrate their parents every day once they can go to appreciate who their parents are and what they do for them. But anyway, I'm not going to campaign on that or whatever. I'm just a little side note. But again, it's not easy. It's a very challenging job. And so when you have a child that has grown up and left the nest, as it is to say, and accomplished the things that he or she wants to accomplish, it's a great achievement. It's a great accomplishment. You know, it takes teamwork and again, a lot of patience, a lot of faith, perseverance, and so yeah, that would be the greatest achievement for me personally.
Oh wow, great. Oh, okay, I'll ask one more question, and then I'll open it up to the audience for any comments and questions that they have to ask. When it comes to setting goals and goal setting, what tips would you give in order to make sure that those goals are achieved?
Sorry, could you ask that question one more time, please?
When it comes to goal setting and setting goals, what tips and advice would you give, or assets rather, would you give or suggest to us in order to make sure that they're accomplished and achieved?
Okay, good question. Again, I think if I had to choose one thing, I would say to have a good understanding of your reality to dream, or reality to ideal, your realism to idealism ratio. You know, You have some goals that are realistic, and you have some that aren't quite realistic. You know, it's okay to fantasize, and it's okay to kind of imagine, you know, yourself doing extraordinary things. We're all capable of the extraordinary, but sometimes you have to allow a certain percentage of realism to be included into that. You know, you have to take into account your current situation, your current circumstance. You know, for instance, if you're born, you know, as a Caucasian, you know, a Caucasian kid, or if you're born of a black kid, you know, African American kid, whatever, you can't. It's unrealistic to have a dream to one day be the first black president, or as a white kid, you know, or vice versa. You know what I mean? That's unrealistic. You know, if you're born a certain race or to a certain culture, or, you know, whatever, then that's what it is. But on the second note, you know, having a dream of being a president, now that's quite realistic. That's quite realistic. And so you have to know where you are in terms of what's really attainable, and what's not so attainable, what's not so realistic.
Okay, thank you. That's the last of my questions. We're going to go into another commercial break. This is Blog Talk Radio. My name is Stefan Mason. I'm interviewing my father, Gay Mason, for a pre-Father's Day call. If you have any comments, you can press 1, and we will acknowledge you. You can also visit the website, www.blogtalkradio.com, / masterminders with an S. The call in number is 661-554-9219. Okay, I want to dedicate the next few minutes to the audience. If you have any questions or comments, you can press 1 and we will acknowledge you. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to make a comment or ask a question? Please press 1 now.
Hi, Stefan. This is Adrian Freeman. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Hey, good. I must say, great show so far. And I have a question. My question would be, I'm more so directed towards you to say, you know, to talk some about how your father has inspired you personally to go after your goals and to be more dedicated and more purposeful in how you live your life day to day.
Well, thank you. Great question. Well, seeing my father, on a day-to-day basis, on a daily basis, and, you know, I see his strive, a strong desire to accomplish whatever he wants, that energy, I feed off of that energy because, he has a strong desire for what he wants, and he goes out to get it. He's about his business. And I really admire that about him because he's persistent in what he does, and he will not give up until he accomplishes what he wants or he achieves what he wants. And in my perspective, I just use that drive and that desire because it is just so strong, and I love it. And my dad, he's been there since day one, and he agrees with whatever I want to do in life, and he has my back, and I really do appreciate that. So to answer your question, it's just that drive that he has, and that energy, that determination that he has, that burning desire, that I feed off of that, and that's what I use in order to pursue whatever I want to do in the future.
Wow, thank you so much. That was a great answer. And you are listening to Masterminders here on Blog Talk Radio. We do have a question or comment from the listening audience. So we're going to go to a caller calling from 786-975. Say your name and where you're calling from. Please, caller.
Hi, this is Valentino Munro here along with Malachi Munro. We're here in the Bahamas. We're actually just joining you for the last few minutes. We had some challenges connecting. And so I want to commend you on an incredible and timely topic you're discussing here, and that's fathers and sons, I'm understanding. One question I have is that if you were to give advice to fathers, advice to new fathers, what would you say is the one most important element or one most important practice in fatherhood that helps to the development and the growth of a son to stay on the right track?
Good question, and I do appreciate you being on the line and contributing with that question. I would have to say, for the father-son dynamic, the father-son relationship, rather, is has a very particular and distinct dynamic, in regard to the role that males play in society, especially young African-American males, the role that they have to play, and, of course, the older generation as well. I think that as a father, it's crucial to allow your son to have their own dreams, to have their own ambitions and desires. A lot of the time, we take ownership of our children without realizing that they don't really belong to us, They're, again, as I mentioned earlier, they're gifts from God, and we just have them for a short while. We were just to help guide them along their path, along their journey. And so I think that we have to, one of the things that the challenges for me was to allow my son to be able to do what he wanted to do, like do whatever he felt in his heart that he was put here to do. He's going to be a culinary artist and own his own restaurant one day. and all of that stuff. You know, I didn't grow up, you know, with that kind of desire, you know, and so I have to say to myself, okay, well, this is what he wants to do. You know, he's an individual, you know, he's an individual, and I have to give him the room to be able to do that. But that goes for whatever he wanted to do, you know. If it was something, so long as it's something that was constructive and not self-harming, because, of course, as parents, we have to take care of them, we have to protect them. As long as it's something that, well, you know, is not self-harming or self-destructive, then, you know, it's, no matter how hard it is, you got to get behind that and kind of support that. And I think that that is one of the greatest rewards and challenges for father-son dynamic.
Thank you. Very, very good information.
Thank you.
Are there any more callers in the audience who'd like to make a comment or ask a question?
I guess I have one more question.
Okay.
Right. How do you keep, I mean, you know, you find in today's society it's really difficult to keep sons on the right path academically. You find, not because they're incapable, you know, they're very capable, but there's so much distraction. And you find in most schools, you know, the students that are excelling are mostly females. How do you keep sons to stay focused academically, understanding that, you know, they can take part in the sports, you know, they can be cool, they can have friends, but education is education, and you have to take advantage of the opportunity and not just get by. How do we get them to really give it their best shot?
I personally think that when it comes to, you know, keeping them on that on the path and helping them to see the importance of education and see the distractions around them, we have to remember that one of the advantages that we have as parents is that we've lived our lives that age already. We were already 15, 16, 13, 12. We've been there before. And so we know what it looks like. We know what to look for. We know what kind of distractions to look out for, to avoid. We see all the pitfalls. We've seen it and pretty much done everything that our kids are already doing. And so I think through communication and having a good relationship with your son or even daughter, you know, where they can respect your opinion, not just because you're your father, but because they actually can see the value in your advice. You know, using that, leveraging that aspect of your relationship to be able to, you know, just explain and break down that, you know, you have to put in the hard work first to reap the benefits of the life that, you know, where you can just have fun and you can enjoy your life. You know, that it comes to, you have to build a foundation, and the foundation is hard work. I think as well, I think also that a lot of the things that we look at as distractions, as parents, I think we can be a little more creative. A lot of things that we see as distractions aren't necessarily distractions, but they're being used as distractions. For instance, case in point, you know, the video gaming. Video gaming is big in this generation, the generation before. You know, it's a $1 billion industry a year, and just about every kid, especially on this continent in America, know about Xbox, you know, PlayStation 360, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, PlayStation, you know, Xbox 360, et cetera. As parents, I think that we just took a little bit of time to understand their culture, understand, like, what's happening with them. You know, we can find ways to leverage, you know, those things that can become distractions to actually help with their education, you know, and their learning. I mean, after all, you have when you're playing these video games, you know, you you're using both sides of your brain. You know, you're using logic and you're using creativity. And so you're doing a lot of, like, hemi-linking with the right and left hemispheres of your brain. You know, this is a very good exercise, you know, for healthy brain development and activity. And so maybe limiting, you know, gaming or game time as opposed to eliminating it, you know, because we see it as a distraction. I mean, that's just a small example. You know what I mean? I think there are many different aspects that we can look at and point to. But I hope I'm making myself clear. I hope that, you know, my what I'm saying is making sense.
Oh, sorry there. I wasn't sure if someone else was speaking or not. But yeah, very good point, especially when you talk about making the best use of what can easily be seen as distractions and finding a way, you know, to that we as a father and son can benefit from whatever that activity is and use it to support, you know, what's really important. And in this case, you know, the need to focus on that educational opportunity. I don't know if you've touched any on the issue of sex, since I'm just joining. Have you discussed that any?
Sex, no, that particular one, we have not touched that topic yet.
Okay, so maybe I can ask a question in that area.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's another area. Certainly, young persons are challenged in, you know, young males. There's a culture, you know, that's, to me, it seems that it's a lot more sexual than it used to be, you know, a couple years ago. You know, the regular challenges with young girls abstaining, trying to keep young men out of sexual acts, and helping them to understand, you know, the importance of waiting and the danger, you know, one can get into, you know, if he moves too far. Given that kind of what seems to be, you know, the an advanced culture, sex culture, and, you know, it may have a lot to do with all of the fast food that's consumed by young people these days. You know, how do we help young men, you know, to understand that, you know, it's okay to wait and not to move hastily because, you know, your friend is doing it or your cousin is doing it? How do we help young boys to learn that they can become a young man even though they're waiting?
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's a really good one. I think that what I've used, the technique and the approach that I've used, is just really explaining and showing my son, you know, explaining to him that, you know, sex is an act that should be participated, that should be partaken by responsible people. You know, I teach my children that, you know, for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. You know, that whatever energy you put out there, it comes back. You know, and that, you know, you have consequences in life. You know, whatever you do, every action that you do will set off a chain reaction of events, and some of those events, those results, you may not be able to predict. And so, you know, this is a very challenging thing because I started actually engaging in sexual activity at a young age. And so, you know, it's the whole do as I say, not as I do type of challenge. You know what I mean? But again, having a relationship with your child, having a relationship with your son, being able to laugh together and joke together, as well as without him, without without the line of authority being compromised, I think it's very important. At the end of the day, you know, our children are going to do what they want to do. And yes, we have we have an immense battle because society, we do live in a sex-driven society. You know, sex sells, and this is the state of our culture. You know, and our children are inundated with this energy day in and day out, and so it's always on their mind. It's always on their mind. They go to the store, it's in the magazines. They come home, it's on TV. You know, it's in the news. It's everywhere. The kids, their peers are talking about it, and so you know, they're talking about it. I think, you know, we need to be talking about it too. You know, open that kind of that dialogue. You know, have that dialogue. You know, as a young parent, it was challenging for me to have that kind of conversation. But after really, after considering the alternative, you know, I'd rather talk to my children about sex and the consequences thereof than, you know, society, than the TV, than the magazine, than, you know what I mean, than their pop artist that they look up to or their favorite athlete. You know, I'd rather, because those people are not going to care about our children the way we care about our children. And so, you know, just being able to be real and transparent and show at the same time that we're concerned about them. I think that plays a really, really, really big part in it all. You know, teaching them that their body is theirs and they should respect their body. You know, it's not to be, you know, given out to just anyone, and that goes for male and female, you know. But also, like what we're doing right now, you know, I think parents talking in forums and getting together and sharing ideas and sharing tips and, you know, just conversing and having that open forum where we could discuss, you know, we could trade and share ideas and everything. Maybe something is not working for me, and you can help me with that. Maybe you can tell me, well, this is what you did, and perhaps I should try it this way, you know, da 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 da, you know. We come from different backgrounds and different upbringings, and so we have a lot to contribute to one another. And at the end of the day, it takes a village to raise a child. And so this is my child is my child, but he's our responsibility. You know what I mean? As a society.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Before we're coming to end of this call, but before I end, I want to give one more opportunity to the audience to ask a question or make any comments. Last opportunity before I end the call.
Hi, Stefan. This is Adrian Freeman again. We do have a caller who is holding. The caller is calling from the 703-304. Come on, caller, say your name and let us know where you're calling from. Caller from 703 area code 304. Okay, maybe they dropped off, but they were showing that they had their hand up, that they had a question or a comment.
Okay. Well, I want to thank my dad for participating in this call.
Thank you.
My name is Stefan Mason. And you were tuned in to Blog Talk Radio. You can also, if you want to, you can hear this call on visit www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. I just want to say thank you again for participating in this call to my father and to the audience. And you guys have a safe evening.
Thank you, Stefan. Great call.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Rush into Old Navy. The entire store is on sale up to 50% off right now. Want to save even more? Redeem your super cash now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, though. Tomorrow's the last day. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today and two-day only deals.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American development model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.